Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Governor Charlie Baker and managers of the MBTA are trying to assure commuters today. They say they are confident that there will not be a repeat of the problems that shut the T down for days last wintertime. The governor went to a staging area for improvements on the Red Line this afternoon. WBUR's Fred Tice was there, and he's here right now. Hi, Fred.
Hi, Lisa.
So will the improvements be completed on the Red Line by this winter?
In one word, no. The improvements will only be out
to... In one word, great.
They'll only be out to Quincy Center. And the rest of the Red Line, out to Braintree, will have to wait until spring for improvements. And the only reason that that's going to happen, Governor Baker says, is that the whole line cannot be improved because the factory that produces the third rail, this is a big part of the improvements, just couldn't produce enough rail for the T. So in all, the improvements are being made on 10 miles of open-air Red Line and Orange Line tracks.
Okay, so what do they have to do with that third rail? What are the improvements specifically being made?
So the new ones are rounded. The old third rails were flat and snow and ice accumulated on them, which meant that the current couldn't run through to the trains. So the snow and ice should not accumulate on the new rounded third rails. The T is also buying snow plows that can plow low enough between the rails so that the train motors don't pick up the snow as they did last winter. And all the trains will run with plows. In all, 20 plows each are being built to go on the Red Line trains and another 20 to go on the Orange Line trains.
So what in particular makes the governor so confident about the T's ability to withstand this coming winter?
Well, okay, so in part he's confident of all the work that's being done, but it's also because it's so unlikely that we're going to have another winter like last year.
Remember, statistician did a study on this for the Washington Post and said the likelihood we would have another winter like that one was a winter that would happen once every 25,612 years. So I'm actually feeling pretty good heading into the winter about that.
Let's just hope they're all right. Part of the T's problem has been money. We know, Fred, this week the T control board painted a pretty bleak picture of the T's finances. What does the governor have to say about that?
Well, you know, he's putting an optimistic face on it, right? He says you cannot fix a problem if you don't acknowledge that you have one. So he's praising the board for its work.
I especially commend them for the transparency associated with the work. That's the most transparent presentation of the fiscal state of affairs at the MBTA, I think, in recent memory.
Baker predicts that the T would probably spend less this coming winter than the $37 million it spent responding to last winter's storms. That's because he says the T is so much better prepared now. He says the T can do more to raise money and it can deliver service more effectively. He says he is not talking taxes, period, because as far as he's concerned, there's a long way to go before the T is maximizing both its performance and its revenues.
Okay, thank you for that. WBUR reporter Fred Tice. Thanks.
Thanks, Lisa.